Hello?
Thank you for calling Amazon Investigation Team. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, I got a voicemail to confirm that I purchased an iPhone on my Amazon account, and I have no such thing.
Okay, can you help me with your first name and your last name, so I will check. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
ready.
My first name is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Last name is Fonda, F-O-N-D-A.
What's your last name? Fonda, F-O-N-D-A?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, do you have any middle initial? Do you have any middle name, sir?
I do, but I don't use it on my Amazon account.
Okay, can you verify me? What's your zip code?
Yeah, I'm in New York City, 10018.
Okay, so as I can see in my system, there was a purchase made of an Apple 13 Pro Max worth $999, and it will be delivered to the shipping address, 1245 East 16th Avenue, El Paso, Texas, and it will be delivered tomorrow before 12 p.m. So, son of a bitch, motherfucker, why you live in North Carolina or South Carolina?
I don't.
Idiot?
I do. I live in New York City, sir.
But why you have a South Carolina number?
Because I used to live in South Carolina many years ago, and I moved to New York City, and I just kept my same phone. You can move around the country and keep your phone, you know.
You not move on country. You move in state.
Yeah, I moved from North Carolina to New York City. I took my phone, my cell phone with me. Why would I change my phone number if I'm just moving?
Mm-hmm, okay. So, Mr. Fonda?
Yeah.
I just run a... Yeah, so, sir?
Yeah.
Did you order it?
No, I did not.
iPhone 13 Pro?
No, I did not.
So, you mean to say it, someone else is using your Amazon account? Is that what you mean?
Well, that's what it appears like, because I didn't order it. And I just checked my Amazon account online, and there's no pending charges for it.
Yeah, because we just put a red flag on your Amazon account. Your Amazon account was blocked.
Okay. Can you cancel that order? Because it wasn't me that did it. Please.
Okay. First of all, let me do one thing, sir. Let me run a security check on this Amazon account. So can you please hold on the line for a moment?
Yes.
Until the time, you just grab a pen and piece of paper handy. So
okay.
I will provide you my name, badge ID number.
Okay, thank
you. You can write it down for reference. So once you're ready, just let me know. Thank you.
All right, I got a pen and a piece of paper. Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, you write down my name. My first name is Robert.
Robert? Oh, shoot. Hold on. Pen's not working. Okay, Robert.
Oh, my middle name is M, like in Marie, and my last name is Wilson. It's W-I-L-S-O-N. Wilson.
Okay.
Then you write down my badge ID number. My badge ID number is D, like in Doctor, C, like in Charlie.
Okay.
Number 7, number 8, number 6, number 9, number 2.
Okay.
I repeat, it's DC 18692. Did you got it?
Yeah, did you say DC 18 or 78?
78692.
Okay, yep, I got it.
Okay, so Mr. Fonda, I just run a security check on this Amazon account. And I need to inform you that this call has been forwarded by the Social Security Administration to the Amazon investigation team, because there has been fraudulent transaction being detected under your Amazon account through credit cards issued with your name and identity. By using your Amazon account...
Well, how the heck do they do that? How the heck do they do that? You know what? I'm going to call the police and let them know that somebody's impersonating me. Thank you for letting me know. Go ahead and cancel their account, please.